The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
As its plans for video content are coming into fruition, Facebook is looking for TV pitches. Got any ideas?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and Facebook is on the hunt for TV-like video programming. As we've previously discussed on the podcast, it has big plans for video as it is the next step, and as Mark Zuckerberg says, the future of Facebook. They are now starting to flesh out a broader game plan. Let's get a little bit more from someone who covers all things social media for the journal, Deepa Seetharaman, patching in from San Francisco. Hey, Deepa.
Hey.
So Facebook is obviously on the hunt for TV-like video programming, as we've discussed, but I understand the actual plans are starting to gain some focus with Facebook soliciting some TV pitches. What kind of programming are they zeroing in on?
So they're looking at six different categories. They include things like gaming and sports and science and teen, which is also just an interesting vertical. And the idea is you know, they want weekly, you know, up to 30-minute long episodes of, you know, some type of series or show that fits into, you know, those categories, and they'd be featured inside this new video tab they launched.
And can we talk a little bit more about that specific video tab? What exactly does it entail?
So you open the Facebook mobile app, and down below there are a bunch of different symbols and characters, and, you know, there's one for the newsfeed, one for home. Right in the middle, some of us have a an icon that represents the marketplace where you can buy and sell things on Facebook. And then next to that is a little play button, and that is the video tab. You open that, and there it's just video. It's a compilation of all the different types of videos there are on Facebook, live video and on-demand video. And it's a portal for where people can go to watch stuff on Facebook. You know, Mark Zuckerberg talks about making Facebook this video-first platform, mm-hmm. and that is a central part of that effort. And the original content side is the next step.
What's interesting, and what I hadn't realized, is that College Humor founder Ricky Van Veen, who joined Facebook last year, is spearheading this. What's his team's game plan?
So they're looking for content. They're talking to, you know, studios and publishers of all types just to try to get a sense for what ideas are out there and who is willing to create content that's just for Facebook. It wouldn't live anywhere else. It would be something compelling and a reason to go to Facebook regularly. Like right now, the way people consume Facebook is, hey, I'm in line waiting for coffee.
Right.
Let me just check and see what's in the newsfeed, or, you know, just little tiny moments throughout the day. Facebook wants you to get there intentionally. They want you to be there for longer periods of time. You know, they want to be more interwoven in your life, mm-hmm. for all kinds of reasons. And so the idea is, maybe if, you know, you have a weekly date with Facebook to watch something, you know, that'll get you there.
Yeah, like appointment TV, like the old days. That's, you know, mm-hmm. that'll be different. We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman about Facebook's hunt for TV programming. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So you look at this array of programming. Noticeably absent, though, is hard news. Now, you can't help but think that, or at least draw the connection to this tough year that Facebook's had with this fake news controversy. Purely speculation on my part, but what's the story there?
So they are looking at a lot of different types of content. One thing they have told publishers they are not interested in is news. And so this is coverage of current events, coverage of politics, investigative journalism. I mean, they are interested in, they want interesting programming, of course, but they don't want to be seen as paying for a specific type of news.
Okay.
And as I understand it, a lot of it has to do with, you know, this tough year that they've had, where they were accused of liberal bias on one side and then fake news, allowing fake news to proliferate on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And, Ricky Van Veen, who's running the original content discussions for Facebook, hasn't met a lot of these news publishers. It hasn't been in meetings between Facebook and and news publishers, at least at this point.
So it sounds like they have some ironing out to do, although it looks like they have some big plans, so we'll see where it goes. Deepa, thank you, as always, for the latest.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman. You can follow her stories for all the latest social media news at WSJ.com/tech. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.